Now, RTÉ executives will appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee tomorrow. We're joined this morning by its chairperson, Alan Kelly, Labour TD for Tipperary North. Alan Kelly, you're very welcome indeed. What do you want to ask RTÉ about now?
Well, we have a wide scope tomorrow. Firstly, obviously, is the ERP IT project and the considerable losses that were written off in relation to this. Really want to know how this came about. Also, why it only came about after the minister asked for information on projects across his department. Who knew what when? And I think some of the focus on this will actually be on the department, because there seems to be a history of issues here in relation to the Arts Council, in relation to National Gallery. But what the department knew and when, and why weren't people made aware of this a lot sooner?
Well, just on that, I mean, this didn't just come about after the minister asked for information. RTÉ recorded the write-off in the notes accompanying their financial statements of the year in question, and those are sent to the department. Now, no one in the department, or indeed on the media committee, picked up on it.
Yeah, well, actually, if you go through it, which a number of us have, you want to be pretty good to actually pick this out. And that was acknowledged to me by a number of people. It's very difficult to actually comprehend what was in the actual accounts if you see it written off over a number of years. We know that New Era were notified, which means that the department were notified. But also there was a number of issues being raised, as we all know, 2 years
ago. But do you accept there was no attempt made to hide it?
Oh, I'm not saying there was no attempt. I'm not saying there was an attempt made to hide it, but certainly there wasn't an attempt to make it very public. So we need to get into the details of why that happened, and also obviously into the actual project itself, because literally, I mean, I would challenge anyone to go through those forensically and to be able to see it. I mean, why at the time it wasn't pointed out to us that there was a project that cost more than the issue in relation to Ryan Tuberty, more than the issue and other issues in relation to RTÉ and the Thai show. But yet, as committees, whether it was our committee or the Public Accounts Committee, we weren't made aware of it. I mean, that takes some answering now,
okay,
to be fair.
One of the other issues regarding RTÉ in the last number of days is this ad, a marketing ad for RTÉ News. Now, we understand that the NUJ, the union, is sending a letter to management this morning asking for that ad to be paused. It's an ad, just to explain it, it's highlighting a day in the life of the newsroom. I'm in it, apparently, if I make the cut. That's not guaranteed. But it emerged that some actors, rather than all of RTÉ journalists, were used in this ad, and that despite a refurbishment of the newsroom that's underway right now that will cost around €50,000, that the decor was temporarily changed for the ad. RTÉ say the ad will be shown later in the summer. I'm wondering, do you have questions on this? Does it conflict with the recent launch of RTÉ Clarity, which promised transparency and truth on all matters?
Well, it seems to me to be absolutely ridiculous, this. Why they would go about this? Why they would use extras? Why did we go out to present something that isn't real? I mean, we need to get to a new stage with RTÉ in relation to how the public trusts them, and to be putting out something that, you know, essentially isn't actuality, isn't using real people in some cases, and isn't presenting the actual environment in which work takes place as real, as for me, is ridiculous. I mean, we'll be dealing with a number of issues tomorrow, Audrey, in relation to PRSI, in relation to other payments that RTÉ are now going to have to make, in relation to the redundancy scheme, in relation to the transformation programme. And if you look at the whole issue, which is, it's a very emotional thing, the whole redundancy scheme, I will be asking for, you know, certainty that everybody's going to be treated the same when they retire at 66, 67, that there can't be any special deals. We'll be asking in relation to redundancy scheme. We know there's 325 applicants. We know that there's a plan in place to, obviously, from decisions from September on. When you're dealing with all that emotion, with all the workers in RTÉ, and then you have this happening, it just doesn't sit right. It's totally wrong. Because, you know, trust was lost in RTÉ a number of years ago. That trust is being built back up again. And then you have this happening. That shouldn't be happening.
Okay.
Because workers who are working in your environment, whether in front of the camera, behind the camera, They all know the environment they're working in. They all know what they have to deal with day in, day out. And to present in something that isn't actually the real deal or close to it, where actors have been brought in, where props have been brought in, where something is presented as if this is the new RT, when in reality, they must have known that this would get out, that this wasn't the way in which things worked.
Okay.
I mean, it's just not a good way of doing things.
Thank you very much indeed. Alan Kelly, Chair of the Oireachtas Media Committee. More after this break.